What is invisible for the men on the boat? The person on the shore could see the shoal of fish going out. What is invisible for the disciples was that they had fished all night, had used torches to attract the fish to cast the net. But what they couldn't see as they were coming to shore, the light on the surface of the water, from where they were at, they could not see the fish coming out. But the man on the shore could see the fish flowing that way and gave instructions to the boatmen to cast their net. There are so many things in our lives that we cannot see. There are so many things that we get involved in we don't know the full consequences of. And the tragedy of a native community on James Bay, where these young people are killing themselves. I spent an early career working with Health Canada, employing nurses and doctors to work on, quote, what we called in those days Indian reservations. Now we call them First Nations. I have firsthand experience of visiting these places, and I have firsthand experiences of knowing 45 years ago, what was happening on those reservations in those communities. There were voices saying, we've got to do something, we've got to do something, we've got to do something. And 45 years later, these kids are killing themselves. The person on the shore said, this is where the fish are going. Cast your net and catch them. Will the government solve this problem? No. I was part of a government with Daddy Trudeau that was going to fix and correct everything, and we were just going to pour money on the so-called problems, and they were all going to be fixed. How did that work? Didn't. Do we have any more expectations that we're going to pour more money on these problems and will they get fixed? History tells us no. It's going to take a change of heart. It's going to take a change in how we see reality for real change to take place. Why is the most trusted person in the world right now is the Pope? Why is the most trusted person in the world the Pope? Because he is speaking about morality. He is speaking about God. He takes 12 refugees and brings them to the Vatican. There are stories here, wonderful stories about an indescribable God and a God that is bigger than anything we can imagine. While I was away, I was busy though, while I was away at that other place, that's what I refer to it, I understand. Joe came and prayed and shared a prayer with the congregation. I'm looking for him. Where is he? Would you please come and tell us how God moved?
Last week, I was really moved upon by the song we sang called Indescribable. It's happening again. I'm sorry. But those two words really just hit me about our God being uncontainable and indescribable. And yet what we try to do is we try to contain him and we try to describe him, and it's impossible. And usually I don't remember all of my prayers. But those two words stuck with me, because on Wednesday, something happened that was uncontainable and indescribable. And it's not my story to tell, it's Julia's. And I'm hoping she will do it one day. But God, held back the waters of the Red Sea and made something happen that nobody thought could ever happen. And I'm sure that Julia had given up hope that it ever would. And that's the God I come to meet every week in this place. And the reason I'm talking about it today is not for me, because you're probably tired of hearing me. But I'm saying it because I want to encourage you to be in touch with that God. We make him a God with a small g, but he's capital and bold. And as I was thinking about sharing, this is the scripture that I found. It's from Ephesians. When I think of all of this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand all of God's people. Understand as all God's people should. How wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Over the last 3 weeks and probably months, I don't know, I've seen lightning strikes in this place from the Holy Spirit. I hear them, but I think what God's calling us to do is to have that fire that was on the beach burn. Burn in this place with the power of the Holy Spirit.
A young man organized a workshop on Monday and Tuesday. Young man sits right there. I call him young. Of a movement worldwide. Small movement. A movement. I think there was 8 or 9 of us from the congregation that attended. There was a phrase that in their teaching they talked about. It's written fully in my 6 pages of the sermon that I'll give someday. But that one phrase caught me. After 4 years of seminary, 30 years of ministry, it was a clunk, a click, aha, oh my goodness. God plants faith in us, and we act out the believing. 2 parts. Many of us are apprehensive that my faith is not there, too small, insignificant. Well, I've got this going wrong with me. I grew up in this situation. This is bad about me. But God says, I don't care about that. I'm placing myself and my awareness inside of you. On the video clip, Jesus ever so gently spoke to the disciples. He had done all of the, woohoo, I walk through a locked door, I show you my wounds. He had done all of that revelation stuff. This time, he talks to his disciples gently. Friends, young men, have you caught any fish yet? Throw your net on the right-hand side of the boat. When the net was full, John goes, just a minute here. This net is full beyond belief. I believe. I believe. And he tells Peter, and Peter acts it out. He jumps out of the boat, goes to shore. Each and every one of us should realize, know, understand, comprehend, accept the fact that God is standing beside you, above you, below you, around you. God is here. He's placing faith inside of you. Act out your believing. Act out your believing. Act it out. For the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand for those First Nations reserves, those places of absolute desperation. And you know how those places of absolute desperation are going to change? Because of you. A young man about James's age had an office on a hallway down here who looked after a bunch of teenagers. Had a partner named Gary Swaby. His name was Bill Heppner. He's now building villages in South Africa. He's taking containers and building homes and shops because he believed. But there's somebody next door to you in your neighborhood, somebody next to your workspace where you work that is hurting. And God is nudging you to do something. Act out that belief. And your faith and believing will grow stronger. A couple of weeks ago, Joe shared with me, standing out in the hall. I thanked him after the congregational meeting. It was great that the nominating committee had done their job and got the places filled. I didn't know it, but found out that Heidi was then elected as an elder. He had done all of these churchy things. But Joe reminded me, there's a new wine in this place. There's a new wine. It was Eric's idea to have a prayer service and a prayer gathering for the direction of this church. A number of the elders and a number of the leaders of the church met that Wednesday. There is a spirit moving. Can't believe that Eric would talk about the bride of Christ. Start seeing the connections. Start believing. We're on the move, and we're getting out of the boat. We're going ashore. And Jesus says, bring what you have. Bring those fish. And by the way, Jesus is saying to you personally, come dine with me and know me. And look up what the word know means, knowing me. And with that, the kingdom of God will unfold. Amen. I would invite our worship team.